Coach Melissa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, and welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show this Friday, awesome Friday morning, fantastic Fridays right here on the Coach Lalisa Show, and very, very soon I will be joined in our virtual radio broadcast studio. Oh, I like that, radio broadcast studio. By none other than the Mr. Phil Andrews. Now this man, let me tell you, this is going to be a great interview. I can't wait. He has done so much in the business world. And he actually has been named one of the who's who in Black America, International Who's Who, and has been featured in community journal newspapers. He's also been featured in the Point of View newspaper, the Shop Talk magazine, the Amsterdam News, and the Economic Forum newspaper, the Minority Business Review section. He is also featured in the book, 15 Years of Minority Business Development. That book was written by Mr. Robert H. Adams, who is the publisher of the Economic Forum newspaper and the Minority Business News. Well, Mr. Andrew served on the executive board of the Hempstead NAACP. He is certified as a mentor by the 100 Black Men of America. He is a graduate of the Brooklyn Technical High School. Okay. Well, he's done many other things. I mean, he's probably the member of more boards than anybody I've ever met. He's a member of the editorial board and the Economic Forum. He's been a past member of the Roosevelt Kiwanis Club, the 100 Blacks in Law Enforcement Who Care, New York City Corrections Guardians, the Caribbean American Association in Corrections, the NYC Department of Corrections, and he was awarded an Excellent Duty Medal and Commendation Medal. He was also a candidate for the Corrections Officers Benevolent Association presidency and their 10,000-member union. Well, he's also been a member of the Black Women's Enterprises, BWE, which is the largest black-owned women organization in New York State, and their primary goal is to strengthen black-owned women. Wow, Mr. Andrews has done a lot. He's a member of the National African American Speakers Association, and so he just has a wealth of information. So I can't wait till he gets on the line and we can talk to Mr. Phil Andrews about marketing, promoting. Obviously, PR is not lost on him, public relations. And for those of us on here who have our books, our movies, our businesses, our products and services, whatever we are trying to promote, I think we could learn a lot today from Mr. Phil Andrews and can help solve us a lot of problems, help solve a lot of problems that we may be having in our businesses. So when he comes to the line, I will definitely bring him on the air. Good morning to those of you in the chat room. So we just want to make sure that our wonderful friend, Mr. Phil Andrews, definitely knows. I did speak to him last night for a brief moment. So I do know that this is a wonderful show. Like I said, I absolutely love the Coach Lalisa show. And it's going to be great. Now, I tell you, we have some awesome people coming to the show for the next few months even. And those individuals are going to be bringing us so much powerful information. Like, for instance, next week we have Miss Ronnie Nicole, filmmaker. You're going to hear from scratch how a person left her comfortable, full-time, secure job to go into the filmmaking industry. And Mr. Andrews, when you get to the line, just put up your number. Okay, put up your hand. Well, let's open up this phone line and see who it is. Maybe it's our special guest. Yes, good morning, Mr. Phil. Is that you?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Awesome. How are you?
All right, great.
Oh, wonderful. Well, we're great. And we are, I was reading over some of your background to everyone, and I tell you, I was like, well, actually, you just go to Google, actually, for those of you with me, you can go to Google, and you can just put in Phil Andrews, and you will come up with a lot of hits. And actually, if you put New York next to it, you will come up with even more. So, Phil, is this true that you were named and listed as Who's Who in Black America?
Yes, that's correct.
That's correct?
Yes.
And wait a minute. I learned some other things, some things that, and though I met you probably about 6 years ago. Somewhere around 2006, I met you through Georgia Woodbine, one of the authors that you represent and promote and do PR work for. And she told me, she says, I had her on my radio show then when I was on Harvest Radio. And, you know, afterwards we were talking about the promotion of her book, and she said, oh, well, I have Mr. Phil Andrews. I said to her, wow, you know, Georgia, you're so successful with your book, and I see that you're doing great things, and you have wonderful speaking engagements here and there and everywhere. And I said, how do you do that? You know, I was a new author at the time. I'm like, you know, share. She says, well, I have Mr. Phil Andrews working for me. And I said, okay. And she said it as if I should know you, right?
Yes.
And I said, okay. Phil Andrews, and who might that be? Oh, yes, he's in New York, and he does all of this and all of that. She says, oh, you got to meet him. So she actually had given me your name and your contact information. And I did call you up, I don't know if you remember that.
Yes.
Wow, you have a great memory then. So, and so here you are on the Coach Lalisa show. Now, do you have any idea why I wanted you to come here today?
Oh, I said she wanted me to share a little information with your listeners.
Okay, and you're as intelligent as you are handsome. Wonderful. Well, I do want you to do that, and so I was just going over some of these awesome things that you've done. You know, some of the memberships, some of the boards that you've sat on, all the PR work that you do, and if you could share anything, you know, with us that could help us. We have business owners on the line, individuals with books, products, services, from the movie industry to the literary industry, and we have a daycare, dry cleaners, bed and breakfasts, ministries, you name it, they're on here. Mr. Phil, tell us, you know, what you do and how you do it, and what do you see as some of the things people could do to really get their businesses and their products and services out there?
Well, one of the things you have to do is you should get involved and stay involved in your community, you know, begin to serve in other capacities to begin to build your brand. You have to be out there. Someone told me many years ago that selling is an away game. It does not happen in your mind. It happens in the mind of the prospect. And one of the things that we have a problem with is we have tons of ideas in our head and what we want to do, but we never get them out there in front of people.
Now, why do you think, okay, so we have tons of ideas in our head, but we don't get them out there in front of people. And so you think that is because we're not connected with all these various other community type of organizations and
well, I think sometimes we're not connected with our thoughts. You know, when we get a good idea, an idea is only as good as it's acted upon. And they said, once read that when do you nurse an idea is when an idea is born. So sometimes we just, we really got to have an action plan, a daily action plan to get things done. It's the tons of little things every day that we do. But we often get distracted by many things that come up in life where we don't set a sound action plan.
Now, I see here, because of all the things that you've done, I mean, all the boards that you've served on, the Chamber of Commerce, as a small business people you've served on, the Nassau Council of Chamber of Commerce, and the West Indian Chamber of Commerce, you've been, you know, a member or past president of either the NAACP and the 100 Black Men. You have even been an associate member of the Black Women's Enterprise. And so how do you stay focused to get things done when you are doing so much?
Well, one of the things is I kind of work with my calling. You know, each one of us is endowed with certain gifts and talents. And my gift is, I have a gift of communication, a gift of networking. So I use my gifts. And then, and I believe that we all have to bring other people's calling into our lives in order to succeed, you know, because God gave each and every one of us a percent of talent, but he didn't give us all of the talent. So we need different, we need each other for our survival. And, I definitely think that we need to live life full court and really be aggressive and, you know, do all we can. Someone said that we all got the same 24 hours in a day, but some people are just using more of the 24 hours in that particular day than others.
Well, Mr. Phil, you know, that's so true. He said there's only 24 hours in a day. We all have the same 24 hours. But it's a matter of what we do. And, you know, that's, you know, just a great confirmation of what we've been talking about here on the Coach Lalisa Show. Because yesterday we talked about we're going to stop wishing for things to happen or to be, but to start doing. And then last week we said we're going to stop trying. You know, always trying to do stuff, but just go on and do it. So great that you've come and said that as well, just, you know, reaffirming where we're going. Now, from the chat room, just to let you know, there's a couple of good mornings there for you. Also, we have Mr. Paul Carazzi, who's also listening. He is a businessman, a movie director, movie maker. He developed a lifestyle of living the James Bond lifestyle. It's not only an audio book and a series, but he's also been coming on here every Monday. He'll be on every Monday for this month. And he's also listening from Tokyo, Japan this morning. And so he said that he really wanted to be on. He wanted to hear you when he saw me post on Facebook who the guest was going to be. So I'm asking them now if they have any questions that they would like me to also ask
okay.
you. That I will definitely then come back to them. I also see that our phone lines are lit up. In other words, we have a full house this morning. If anyone does have a question for Mr. Andrews, and then you can raise your hand and you can ask him your question. Now, I know for myself, one of the, you know, key things that I'm having a problem with, Mr. Phil, as it relates to business, is that whole networking piece that you mentioned that you have a gift for. You know, this is your God-given gift to network. And to be in business, it just really seems important. So I want to ask you, a person who is gifted at it and who has also been practicing it for years, over 15 years for sure, and you can tell us the exact year, how long you've been doing this. And I wanted to know, what are some of the key pieces to great networking, not just networking where you go out and get a bunch of business cards, and you come back, and you don't know who those business cards belong to. So how do I really get to network? Because I really do want to sell copies of my book, and I really do want to sell my speeches. And I want to, or a person on here, I know the one young lady from Cincinnati, Ohio, she has a dry cleaners, and so she cleans people's clothes, much like yours, nice suits, dresses. She does a lot of laundry shirts. And she, you know, she wants to network that business to get more customers. What are some of the things and tips you can give us?
Well, one of the things you have to do is you have to set goals in networking, and you shouldn't just go out there. You really should have a target of who, what, when, and why. We need to have a purpose. You know, we may be hitting the wrong target. Like if your market is a woman's market, and you go to an event with all men, and you know, then that's not hitting your market. There may be a certain income of your market. You need to find a profile of what your target customer is, because everybody is not your customer in a particular business. Every business has its niche, and the better you're able to identify who is your target, you know, it's just like if you wanted to hit a baseball or throw a basketball on the hoop, you need to know your target. And networking is the same way. You really have to do some research, you know, find out if you made 5,000 in sales, you should have some psychographics of your customer to know, wait a minute, what does my customer like? What do they read? You know, what are their age? What's their sex? So once you get a target, then you're more able to hit your target, and you'll be more, you'll hit the target more often, because now you can develop a strategy around your target market.
That does sound like great advice. So making that plan, setting those goals, understanding that target market, realizing what I know you say, realizing that not every customer is your customer. So you really need to study your customer, and I got that, like you said.
And once you know your target, then you can find a method of how to communicate to your target. So if you don't know your target, then you can't put a good message out there to your target. So that it all works in the hand. And one of the things also do is, you know, marketing. Every business said marketing create finance. And marketing is everything that you do. Marketing is considered the total communication link to the public. I mean, people wouldn't think, you know, they was 20 minutes late to a meeting. That's marketing. Is that good marketing or bad marketing? you know what you wear, how you dress, how you you communicate with people. Marketing will create money. So remember that everything that you do and say either increases your business or decreases your business. So we have to be conscious of how we handle ourselves on a daily basis.
Awesome, awesome. That is great. That is great, great, great advice. Target that market. Build that relationship. You know, that's great. That's good. That's good. I like that. Now, we have a couple of comments also in the chat room from someone who has part of their name is eBay Audio Tweets. And they says, yes, they're agreeing with you. They said, first, gain a rapport with other people. If there is a common denominator or interest, you know, gain that rapport with that person. Sometimes overdressing can overkill a deal. And what do you think about that, Mr. Phil?
That's true. I think you have to, you know what's appropriate. A lot of times I've been to business events and people were dressed down and everybody's dressed up. So you have to do your homework because sometimes you only get one shot and you have to be right at that one particular time because you really etiquette. I had a conversation yesterday how to use golf as a business tool, and we were talking about how it's really not how good you play the game. It's really about your social etiquette, the ability to get along with people, the ability to listen. How many people at a networking event just talk, and they never listen to the other person and add value? If you add value to someone, of course they're going to add value to you, but we have to be great listeners too. And listening is a very weak skill in America, so that's one of the reasons why we don't even listen to our customers sometimes. When Mama said a few minutes ago, we have all this thing in our head, and sometimes we have everything in our head how the customer should be and what they should want, but we don't listen to the customer.
To see what they want.
Yeah, no, and business should be customer-driven.
Well, Mr. Phil, I'm going to listen to my guest, and I'm going to let you talk. I'm just kidding. But, you know, that is so, you hear it over and over. So how, today, this is 2011, where are we at right now in terms of networking? What should the average, again, business owner, like myself, my sister, like Ms. Patricia Martin, Cuban, and many others, Elaine, and all those who, Ms. Adele Foster, Mr. Howard Scott, all of us who tune into the show on a regular basis, Mr. Percy Walker, and Mr. Paul, who are moving forward in what we do. How should we be networking right now? I mean, I know times do change, things do change. We can't expect things to stay exactly the same.
Well, one of the things you have to do is you have to identify a couple of networks. You know, every network is different. You know, there's networks that's after Sunday morning service down in the community room is networking. So that might be
okay.
one with a spiritual base. There's networking
mm-hmm.
that businesses do after hours. There's breakfast,
mm-hmm.
there's chambers of commerce. So we have to identify what network is viable and, you know, is in line with our target market. And I also say that the longer you stay in the network, the more you get out of it. And sometimes what we do in networking is we jump around so much that we don't be like farmers. So the more you farm, what happens to your crop? The more your crop grows. But what happens is with most people, they don't take the time, you know, that you networking is like farming. It takes time. It might take me 10 times before I connect with a person, that I learn more about him, you know, that I learn that we come from the same place, that we like the sports activity. Because when you meet a person, they only give you a little bit of information at a time. And then you need more time for that relationship to click. So over a period of time, if you act like a farmer instead of a hunter, you'll get more out of it.
That was a good, great piece of advice right there. So when we go to these networking events, to behave more like a farmer versus a hunter, and then cultivating those relationships, attending the events more than once, or that networking group more than once, more than twice, more than five times even for that matter. Like you said, it takes time to build those relationships and to get people to trust you and want to do business with you. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful networking advice from what I'm calling the networking guru, and definitely here on the Northeast. I mean, you are doing it big over there in New York, Mr. Phil. You have, I remember you were having these monthly or maybe even weekly networking events. Or do you still hold those?
Yes, I've been holding networking for some 20 years, and we've even had some early morning 5:59 early bird catch the worm networking where we got up before the sun, when the sun just was coming up. And it's very important in networking to what we call is know, like, and trust. You know, and it takes time for people to know you, to like you, and trust. But I do believe that people do business with the people they know, like, and trust. And that takes an investment over a period of time.
Okay, so you're still holding those networking events, and are you still holding the early morning one, or these events on the weekend? Because, you know, like myself, I'm over here in New Jersey, and, you know, I want to know.
Yeah, we do evening. We've been basically doing evening, and then I also partner with a lot of other networks because, you know, because I'm a, as you said, networking guru, a master networker, where I'm tied to many different networking leaders, and we share resources, information. I send speakers to network. So we have a serious group of people that's really trying to bring business to the next level.
Now, what about over here in New Jersey? How would we, you know, do you have networks over here that if you were to come to New Jersey, you could do some kind of networking event similar to the one that you do in New York on that style where, like you said, the number one goal is to help businesses get to the next level? I mean,
well, I would be delighted to come to Jersey, you know, if maybe you set up a network and I'll come and I'll teach on networking. I've been teaching networking for 21 years of study and application because, you know, there's two types of knowledge that we have in this world. It's the knowledge that we get from books and the knowledge that we do through action. So combined with that, I have a tremendous amount of experience. And I think networking is like anything else. You wouldn't want to go to a doctor that didn't study medicine. And networking is the same thing. We have to study to be a master in anything. Because there is a lot of theory on networking that could help you become a master networker.
Well, I am definitely going to be definitely emailing you about that so we can put together. I'm going to ask the people that I'm already in the network with, I'm going to ask them to work with me on that so we can put together a nice networking training session where you could come over and teach us because, you know, like you just said, I mean, how can we be calling ourselves in business and business owners and not know how to do the basic thing that business owners do, which is network, would you not agree?
Yes. And we network for information. You know, you find information in networking. You find resources. I mean, how many times you was at an event and somebody said, you said you need a service and somebody provided you a value contact in their network. So networking helps us in many different ways. You know, sometimes it could bring a business partner. Sometimes it could bring someone that looks a different angle at your particular business that, you know, because we can't see everything in our business. Sometimes we're too close on it. So networking can provide a variety of benefits. And you need something, a network, just to grow your business. If you got to grow a business, you need something that, an infrastructure that's growing too that, with people. So because people, all businesses, no matter what their particular product or service, got to have customers and people bring money. And you got the more people you're able to network with, then you can get to those people that need your particular product or service. I think that's a premise of why we do it. But we definitely have to target, because you can see 1,000 people, but you're in the wrong target. It's not going to do you any good.
Awesome. Well, Patricia Martin is also doing some networking and marketing. She said, oh, I'm with you, Coach. So she's over here in New Jersey, and she also knows a lot of people, and we do a lot of events. And the problem has been, yes, we do these great, and we do put out these wonderful events, but if there's only 4 or 5, 10, I mean, we're welcome and glad to have the 4, 5, and 10s, but after you've been doing something for 10 years, are you ready to graduate and move to a higher level? So we also want to get some tips on how, I know I definitely need it, I'm sure others need it as well, because there are people on here that hold major events, but how do we get the room filled? I want to know, from a person like yourself, a marketing PR guru, where do you learn, who teaches you how to fill seats? I just haven't seen that information anywhere.
Well, I'm not really concerned totally about the numbers.
Okay.
I am, you know, I often say in my networking, Jesus only had 12 and he impacted the world forever. I'd rather get the right 10 than have 100.
Okay.
You know, because quality, quality is a virtue.
Okay.
So we may need to just target the type of people. Well, if you bring 10 leaders in and 10 dynamic people, a lot of things could happen. You don't need 100 people that don't do anything and don't well the influence. So I think we have to look at our target when we who should be in this room? Who need to be here? It goes back to identification of who we need to be, because everybody don't need to be there. But if we can get that right group, you know, because 10 could do the work of 100. 10 could pass hundreds of referrals. I mean, I stop counting how many referrals I have, and people call me, and I would say, well, why did you call me for that? How did you know that I had a contact there? So if we get that referral system working with the right people that's educated to pass referrals, that's one of the things that network.
Let me put him in his coat pocket here. Look in his coat pocket.
Networking primarily should be referrals. Why are we coming together?
Yeah, look and see if you see him in there.
Why are we coming together for business if we're not passing any referrals? I mean, that's a big part of business. You know, evidently, if you go into networking, you're trying to do business, you're trying to pass referrals. But we got to be trained to have what they call word-of-mouth acquisition strategies. We got to be trained to let people know also what we're looking for. You know, do me a favor, you know, if you know anybody that's not having any book related events and need a great speaker, you got 10 people in the room and you say that, maybe 9 people go out there and get you one speaking engagement. Now you got 9 speaking engagements. So I think networking, we have to be trained too. And it's a way we also should be able to build some type of referral system within that network.
Okay. Well, I can see that when you come over and we had set you up to do this training, I can already see the great, great, great value that it's going to be. Because, again, like you said, if you want to learn how to do something, why not learn from a master? Why not learn from someone who's been in the trenches, who's obviously been out there, you know, actually hitting the ball, not just somewhere studying how to play ball. So that is absolutely great. And I love what you were saying about, okay, so I can still have to focus on, you know, how many show up, but that the right people show up. And we've had those events where, you know, there were 4 people in the room, but boy, oh boy, talking about power and dynamics. And so you're absolutely right. So that's great.
And there's value in the one. There's value in the one.
Yeah.
If you get the right one, there's value in one. I mean, one contact could change your life.
You know what? You said a mouthful. Wow. You said a mouthful right there. My sister often says you just won. Okay, we have a question for you, so let me open up their phone lines. I was in the chat room. I didn't see it. So good morning, area code 469. You're on the air with Mr. Phil Andrews.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Deborah Calhoun from Dallas, Texas.
Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning.
Hey, how you doing? Well, great. First, I want to just say, like you said, he has said a mouthful already. And what I'm loving so far is it's so simple. And once again, it's execution, taking what he's saying and put into action. I sound like it's pretty much some of the things we already know to a degree. To a degree, I say that. But at the same time, we're not executing. And like you said, we're making it more complex than it should be and keeping it simple. He just said the 12 disciples. I mean, come on. I mean, I'm like, whoa, he is so correct. Because we're so concerned about filling the seats, but it only takes that one. And we just got to go back once again. And I just thank him once again for coming on to your show. And thank you, Alisa. But most of all, thank you for being just so simple and not coming on with such big words, but just keeping it really simple for us to understand that it doesn't take all that. But you do have to do your homework. You do have to learn your target market. And that is what you have to do and network. Like you said, you're not the whole world, but you have to communicate and get out there with each and every one of these individuals that can, you know, benefit you, but at the same time have fun and network, because networking is fun. And that's what it sounds like. He's enjoying what he's doing, mm-hmm. and I think that's a part of his gift, you know. So once again, thank you so much. I'm so glad I was able to make it on the call today. I feel like it was a blessing, and once again, guys, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. And one other point I wanted to make is that you got to show up with your A game and be your best self. You know, we have to also work on personal development. You know, I believe that we can highly develop ourselves with what people are attracted to us, the people, the places, and the things, you know, because God made us to be able to attract everything that we need, but we have to be our best self. You know, even an acorn could attract what it needs. It has so much intense desire, and it cracks the shell, and the water comes to it. So we have a lot of ability, and we have to work on our attraction. We have to work on all of those things, appearance, the mannerisms. You know, sometimes, like, people could be rude in networking. Here's my card, you know. Instead of getting to know people, making small talk, you know, because people like to try to connect, but we don't even give them a chance to connect because we passing our card before. I've been in networking business. People just pass out their cards, don't even talk to you. And then what happens when you get home? You throw those cards to the side because they didn't make the small talk and to really try to develop a relationship.
Oh, wow. You know, I tell you, this is such good stuff. This is one of the not rare times, but I do get a chance to do it often, but I am definitely going to go back and listen to this show because sometimes while I'm doing the interview, I don't always get to, you know, hear everything that I want to hear. So I want to go back and listen. But, you know, this is so helping. It's so helping. And if there's, you know, if there's another question, I will take your comment. Okay, we have caller, area code 510. You're on the air with Mr. Phil Andrews. Good morning.
Hi. Hi there. This is Camille from Alameda, California.
Oh, good
Hi.
Morning, Camille. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm listening to what you're saying, and I appreciate everything that you are saying. I'm a person who really loves to network and get out there, and I really know how to work a room and connect with different people. And I know there is a time and a place for that. There is different ways to package and present yourself to do that. And I know some things that have worked for me that haven't, okay. And I'm wondering, how can, okay, the gentleman, I don't remember your name.
Oh, Phil Andrews.
Phil Andrews, okay. And your official, you're a PR person or?
Yes, I'm in public relations, and I've also been a master networker for some 20 years, hosting events around the tri-state area.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. Yes, okay. I love all of that. How do I get deeper into that? I'm in Northern California, and I do host and organize events, but I would love to do that on a more broad scale than I'm doing now. How would I do that?
Well, one of the things we need to do is we need to develop a contact management system. We need to, you know, we just don't follow up with people enough. We beat them. We never contact them back again. You know, I'll give you an example. You know, everybody's on Facebook now, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think my birthday came up last year. I had like 150 people say happy birthday. Guess what? I took the time to say thank you to each and every one. Communication is power. And we often meet people and then we don't follow up. And we always hear, oh, the fortunes are to follow up. But we get distracted. So we have to develop a system and strategy to make sure that, hey, someone said, there was a song say, I just called to say hello. Right?
Yeah.
You don't just always call when it's business time for people, when it's time to make the sale. So we have to find a system to talk to people, happy holidays, happy birthday. So we have a communication, right? If you stay in front of people, then they'll remember you and say, you know what? Oh, I got this person that does websites. I got this person that is a great speaker because you're in constant contact with people.
Mm-hmm.
So and you see why they have constant contact? So people can have some type of system of communication because things get lost. And people are bombarded with thousands and thousands and thousands of messages. Why should your message stand on the top?
Right, totally. And that's one thing that I do excel in is organizing and hosting events, public speaking, writing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's me.
I would also recommend a service after the sale. You know, a lot of people, you know, go to networking, they pay for the event, but then they never hear, you know, a thank you at the end of it, you know, a personalized card, you know, something that makes you stand out, that shows that, you know what, wow, these are extraordinary people. Where did they get these people from? You know,
mm-hmm.
So we have to give value. And one of the things is you have to give value to people. What I try to do is to identify from the conversations that I get from people and deliver. If I gave 100 people value and then when I say Phil Andrews is having something over here, guess what? They're going to come.
Good.
Because I've given value. So, and that's what we got to do. We got to find out. We got to also be looking to help other people. Because I was raised in a church and I didn't call it networking back then, but we used to sing a song that the more you give, the more he gives to you, so just keep on giving. So it's really true that the more that you give, the more he gives to you. And now I believe that is a premise of networking.
Okay, that makes sense.
But what happened is we be looking for, I gave to this person, but the Lord don't say that because I gave to Lisa, it might come back from you.
Mm-hmm.
So the way God works, that our blessings, the more we give, blessings come back, and we don't even know that it's tied to the blessing that we did for someone else. Because it's really
true.
In it. We got to put good energy out there. We want energy to come back to us. And money is all just energy.
I'm learning that. I'm learning that. Okay, well, thank
that
you.
That is so good. I think about that song, too, in the church. Right, we usually sing that. The more you give, the more they'll give to you. So just keep on giving because we know it's true. It really is true. And that giving of value, I heard you say that giving of value. When you give something of value, and by the way, thank you so much, Northern California, I didn't catch your first name. What is
Camille.
Your first name?
Camille.
Oh, Camille. How could I forget Camille? This is my niece's name. Thank you so much, Phil.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you for listening and thank you for calling in. Thank you for your question. And I'll keep listening to the Coach Lisa Show. So, Mr. Phil, you know, this show is a sort of a network of sorts. Actually, the woman who listens from Cincinnati, Ohio, has been telling people, a couple of people, she's told them that this show is like a internet or cyberspace chamber of commerce. because the people come on, we're here early in the morning, various people on here have gotten resources or tapped into resources. They have learned various personal development, professional development strategies. We've been on the air now, right here on Blog Talk Radio, for 3 years. Started our first show around April, April of 2008. So we're still here. So, yeah, so I, you know, this is networking right here. We were able to network after a while and got Mr. Paul Kiriazzi, who comes on Mondays to share his James Bond lifestyle. We have Mr. Percy Walker, who lives right over there in New York, where you are, and he comes on every Wednesday. He does a motivational, inspirational message for us. So I tell you, this is just such a timely, timely thing, and I've been knowing you for about 6 years or so, but it's the first time that I've actually been able to interview you on any of my radio shows and or TV. I know when we do our TV show again, we will definitely be calling on you to come and to share your wisdom and your experiences with us. And we so thank you for that today. So I was asking you and also asking you about, you know, your events that you still have and how we can come to some of those events. So if you could, I know you're on Facebook. We can look you up on Facebook.
Yes, that's correct.
And is there any other information you could give us that so when we learn of these events, we can get there?
Well, I would say to send me an email at philandrews2001 and that you want to subscribe to our networking events and, you know, information that we send out, because we send a lot of information out, because information, if you can't take advantage of something if you don't know what's going on. So I encourage everyone to get on the list, and you certainly will be informed of different events around the tri-state area. And I'd like to see us host one of these meetings as a networking meeting where people are able to introduce themselves, and we have like an actual live networking event online. And we'll get a good exercise of really increasing value for the show, because people got connected in a way through your show. And I think that would add value.
Oh, Mr. Phil, you know what? You are so awesome. God bless you. Well, let's do it. I'll inbox you something. You can inbox me. And awesome. Wow. That's awesome. I tell you, I'm always amazed. And I also want to say, so your email, philandrews2001@yahoo.com.
Yahoo.com. Yes, that's correct.
Yahoo.com.
And another thing, you can email these shows out to other people. Even after the show, it's archived, so it doesn't have to just sit there. It can send an email to 500 people. More people can listen to it in between the show. Maybe they didn't get on this morning, but that's the value of having an archived show, that it's what they call green. It never dies.
Well, you know, that's why 5 years ago, Georgia Woodbine, author of How to Make Big Bucks Without Selling Your Soul, awesome, awesome, awesome speaker. She also came to our symposium. If you remember, we had Dr. Dennis Kimbrough.
Yes.
She was right there, one of our panel speakers, and she's just been doing awesome stuff since she's been working with you. And she said, Lisa, you got to get Phil Andrews. But, you know, and I did, and I called you, but see, here you are now. And we're going to do something online. I'm just excited. A networking thing. I'm excited, excited. I also want to first and foremost thank Ms. Patricia Martin, who, you know, put forth the effort to contact you and, you know, email you back and forth and get the date, you know, pinned down. And see, that's a part of networking.
Yes, that's great.
Met her over a year ago, and we've done some different things together, speaking engagement here or there. And then recently I said, I really need help scheduling people for the show. It's been hard for me to do that, but my other jobs. And she said, I'll do it. And so far, I mean, she's just doing awesome. We have awesome people like yourself scheduled. And so you're right. You have a piece. Somebody else has a piece. Somebody else has a piece. And we put it all together. And, well, I have to take this other caller because I don't want her later to say to me, I had my hand up and you didn't acknowledge me. So we're going to acknowledge another awesome, awesome networking person, Miss, area code 973. You're on with Mr. I started to call you Dr. Phil. You're on with, well, he is a doctor of sorts, Dr. Guru of PR and marketing, and many, many other things, leadership, business analysis, business strategies, you name it. He's got it in his background as it relates to boards and chamber of commerce, as it relates to connecting people. So, 973, you're on the air with Mr. Phil Andrews.
Good morning, Coastal Lisa. This is Tina from New Jersey. Good morning, Mr. Andrews.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have a question for you. If you, I want to ask you for your opinion. If you're a new entrepreneur and, well, you're a new entrepreneur and you're seeking to start a business, you don't have the name of the business, so you're basically going to networking events to gather more information before you establish your business. However, people are asking you for a business card. If you don't have the name of your business yet, but you just have an idea of what you want to do, what information should be key on that business card when you're handing it out to others?
Well, I think you should have your name, your address, your contact information, you know, because a lot of times you still need a way for people to get in contact with you, even though you don't have their particular business yet. You know, somebody may call you, and also you need to collect business cards because those are potential customers down the line. So you need to stay connected. Just look at the idea, with it. I need to stay connected to people, you know, because some of those people are going to be the resources for you. But if you don't have no card, no information, then you just, all right, I met you, and we'll never connect again in the universe. So don't worry about that, because you just got to have basic connect, email, telephone, address, basic information to connect, you know, and people, you know, they may have a reason to connect with you. Maybe you had a conversation about some things. Maybe you said you was looking for a web designer. Maybe, like you just said, you don't have your name of your business yet. Well, I'm going to tell you, there's a great book called Duct Tape Marketing. You need to look that book up so you can learn how to strategize and find a name. Learn how to put your message out there in a way, you know, and it's a great book. You're really going to, it's going to really get you to look about, a name should really, really take time to be thought about when you, you know, because you're putting something out there, maybe your name don't identify what your business is. So get the book by, it's called Duct Tape Marketing, and I'm sure you're going to really, that's going to help you really conceptualize your business in the initial communication process, because we spend so much time in business developing marketing material, but we sometimes have not adequately looked at what our business should be called. And communication, you only have a few seconds to get it right, so there should be some time took to really get the name of your business right and to communicate your message.
Thank you. That was great feedback. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, Dina, and thank you for your question. Okay, Mr. Phil Andrews, that was good. And what's the name of that book again?
It's called Duct Tape Marketing, How to Make Your Business Stick.
Oh, How to Make Your Business Stick.
That's why it's called Duct Tape. Duct Tape is the best type of tape in the world if you have to tape something.
If you got to stick something together to get some duct tape. So you all got that Duct Tape Marketing, How to Make Your Business Stick. Make sure you get that book. Hope Harper, Kiva Renee, Patricia, myself, and everyone who tunes into the show, and those whose names I didn't call, I don't know everyone's name, but I did know, I learned Ms. Camille's name today. So good morning and welcome, Ms. Camille from Northern California. And we know on the East Coast there, it's about, you know, it's close to 5 a.m. there now. So individuals who tune into the show live from the East Coast are getting up super, super early to tune into the Culture Lisa Show. We really, really absolutely appreciate you. And also to those of you from Texas, Ms. Deborah Calhoun, and she's up an hour earlier, and Ms. Kiva down in Nashville, Tennessee, and others who are getting up. Oh, for Mr. Paul, it's about 8 o'clock at night there, probably closer to 9 o'clock at night there now. And so he'll be probably just finishing dinner on his way to bed.
so much information that you have given out, Mr. Phil. Is there anything else that you would want to just have a few minutes left to the show? So we have your email, philandrews2001@yahoo.com. You gave us a great book to get our hands on, Duct Tape Marketing. And we didn't get a chance to touch a whole lot on the whole internet marketing world, but we could probably, hopefully we can get you back on for a subsequent show and we can talk about some of those strategies and are they the same? How does that work, the internet, and how smooth of a transition was that, even for yourself, a guru of marketing, to transition from on-ground marketing to cyberspace and this cloud marketing, so to speak. So we definitely would love to get you back on and talk and hear your thoughts and theories on that, because I've been hearing a lot of different things about internet marketing, and some of them are totally different. Some are the same, but some of them are totally different than on-ground marketing. And so also, next time we get you on, we'll get some PR tips for you. And again, if you have a few minutes, if you can share with something that you feel we really need to know or you really want to share with us. This morning,
well, I'd like to say that networking works, and you have to you have to really work at it. That's why it says net and work. You know, you have to work to increase your net. You know, it takes some commitment. It takes some you know, studying. It takes some planning. You know, you just can't go out here without a plan and think you're gonna be successful. You know, you have to. Networking, and it's a skill. It's a skill like any other skill. The more you do it, the more you're conscious of how your development is going. You know, do you assess the day after you went out of network? What did I do wrong? Did I say something at the wrong time? You know, so we have to know that, you know, it's a skill, and it's like any other life skill, it develops over time. But mastery in any field is considered about putting 10,000 hours in it. Once you put 10,000 hours in any field, then you probably a master in that particular field. And we want we strive for mastery, and that's what we want to be in whatever field that we're in.
Wow, that is awesome. Well, I thank you so much for coming on, and definitely going to connect with you about the networking event we mentioned earlier for the Coach Lalisa Show right here on the internet. So appreciate. We're also going to set up a training session for you to come. Most of the training that we do, well, we may do it at the Newark Screens now, since we have a new venue that we can also use. So it may be theirs, or we may do it at the Wyndham Hotel, which is in Newark as well. So I'm sure you're very familiar with Newark and around the Newark airport. So we want to get you over here, and I'm sure others will want to get you in their cities as well. And you're just a wonderful, wonderful personality. We absolutely thank you so much, Mr. Phil. And we look forward to seeing all of you back here on Monday for our part two of Living the James Bond Lifestyle with Mr. Paul Kiriazzi. And everyone go and have a wonderful, wonderful, happy Valentine's Day weekend. Many of you will be networking. I'm going to be networking, Mr. Phil, at my Valentine's event. Yes, I'm going to be applying. Oh, my God, I'm going to be applying your strategies. And I encourage others of you, as you apply some of the concepts and strategies that you learned here today from Mr. Andrews, please connect with him on Facebook and send him a message and saying that, you know, you were on the show, you heard something he said, you went out and bought the book, you start reading it, you've been to his website, you signed up for his newsletters, you signed up for his networking events. He's worked with the great
George Frazier, yes.
No, George Frazier, a total networking giant in this world. You better find out who he is if you don't know. And you better know who Mr. Phil Andrews is, like the lady told me. I worked with Phil. I was like, whoa. And I've seen her career just blow up. So I know you are a man of your word, and we want people to also go to your site, go to your webpage, go to your Facebook page and say, you know, I learned this, I learned that, and, you know, we have to support each other.
And no matter how big we get, it's still nice. Even Oprah Winfrey, the giant that she still reads emails that people send to her and say, thank you. I learned a lot on your show, people. We got to learn to do this for each other. So thank you again, everyone. Have an awesome, awesome day. And I can't thank you enough, Mr. Andrews, for coming on this morning.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.